prison, where a rebel soldier lay by his side. There stood a preacher ere his soul should pass away, and he faintly whispered, "Parson," as he clutched him by the hand. "Oh, Parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland?" Through the Southland to my old Virginia grand, will I see the hills of Georgia and the green fields of Alabama? Will I see that little church house quickly? Will my soul pass through the Southland? in his body sanctified in that dreary Yankee prison, the brave rebel soldier died. Then the parson looked up to heaven, and in blessing "Father, grant this soldier's wishes. May his soul pass through the Southland."
IndieFest is a fiercely modern celebration of innovative ideas in the performing arts and the indie artists who imagine them, showcasing genre-defying works, collaborations, and immersive experiences. This year's IndieFest runs November 17th to the 26th and will empower artists and viewers alike towards a new, hopeful future. Explore more and buy tickets today at indiefest.eventbrite.ca.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
And welcome back to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. We heard from Leanne Womack in that last set, a track called The Legend of the Rebel Soldier from an album Divided and United, the songs of the Civil War and Hard Times Come Again No More, from the second South Carolina string band. Not sure who the first South Carolina string band is, but nevertheless, that's what they call themselves. And as you heard them introduce, the tune was a Stephen Foster song, and he wrote just a ton of music that we recognize from the sort of period, the mid-1800s to when he died in 1864, just a young life. But what I found interesting is that he started to write in a very particular way that kind of garnered him some, you know, mass support, but then refined his taste. And he really had this desire to encourage, quote unquote, taste or better taste among refined people by creating lyrics that eliminated the trashy and really offensive words in some of the songs, a few of which he had written himself, and really embraced the causes of abolition and a more equitable world. So interesting that. In terms of this album, Divided and United, the songs of the Civil War, there are some really beautiful songs on that. And again, if you want to sort of revisit that or visit that album, I think you might be surprised at how many familiar songs were written during that time period and have become sort of part of the canon of, I don't want to say popular music, but, you know, bluegrass music for sure, and old time music, but also, you know, some of those songs that have become part of family songbooks or sing-along books and those kinds of things. Yeah. It's a double album, so there's a lot of them. All right. Moving along here. And before we listen to our next song, just want to let you know that coming up at 1 o'clock is Department Uno, which is our music department show, and it brings you a taste of all kinds of things that have been recently added to the CJSF music collection here. You know, one of the purposes of the music collection at the station is to archive and create a bank, a holding tank of music that is hard to find and local independent releases that are interesting and ear perking up. So tune in with Connor and he'll take you on a little bit of a journey with that show every week. We're going to continue on with some music here. This is from the Dead South off of the album Chains and Stakes, and it is called Tiny Wooden Box here on Roots and Berries.
Time heals everything. Time. memories I'm holding on. I was going around those days. I was going around those days. I was going around those days. Thinking everything. Thinking everything would be okay.
Physical proximity, but rattling through my lungs, oxygen, regimented pain, reminding me of purpose. As I hurl myself, unflinching, unblinking in the glow of luminescent tomorrows, without you, I have been speaking with the dead. She, who is reluctant to reveal my amputated dreams, but keeps me in her good graces, and because I love her, I have to tell her there are those who would defame. Sprinkling disreputable memories in the well waters of your goodness, those discontents roaming aimlessly, shattering voices unheard, she speaks to me in dreams. Her melancholic whispers prevent my fevered reconsideration. She knows. She showed me my future, became my past in what seemed like the same breath and in my remembrance. I explode backwards. My rarely punctuated heartbeat runs on, sentencing me daily to begin again without her. But those lingering pomegranate sunsets ready me for her meticulous inspection. We see the same stars. And I will continue building this legacy we started together. Grateful that she armed me with conviction, and my condemnation will not falter in her absence. I will illuminate every horizon revealed to me, because I'm not angry anymore. My insomniatic refusals to continue conversations we started when she was in the flesh no longer call for my rancor. Though there are days when her presence is skin I've never shed. There are days when the rustling of leaves resembles her laughter, and I spin on my heels seeking her face in the barks of dead trees. There are days when I miss her like teeth, but I promise I'm not angry anymore, because I know she would have given her life to be here, and I am here, eagerly awaiting the blanket of stars she'll cover me with, so that when slumber finally takes me, she and I, we will continue this conversation.
You spare me over for another year. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over for another
O Death from Rising Appalachia, a song that's been covered by many people, and I've never quite heard it like that before, which is something that that I really loved about that version. I think, you know, one of the more famous Ralph Stanley renditions, his very own, is the most recognizable. And, of course, you know, his a cappella voice singing is quite haunting, but that has a hauntingness of its own. That's off their album Wider Circles. And I was just trying to find out a little bit more information about the poetry there, but it looks to me as though it's the sisters themselves who are slam poeting the interstitial bit there. So that's cool. I have one last song to leave you with, and I know that I default to this song fairly often when I can. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorites. It's the Ashiken Farewell, and you'll recognize it, I'm sure. This is Molly Mason and Jay Unger playing it off their album Harvest Home. and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.